2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, still 52 degrees and windy in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, there could be huge snarls on the road tomorrow as thousands and thousands of people migrate to Las Vegas for the Pac-12 championship game. And a snowstorm is moving in, complicating this picture. The path of the storm basically paints the I-15 corridor going south. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says if you're going to the game, leave now.
I hope you're on the road if you're headed down to Vegas, because the storm coming in overnight is really going to hamper your ability to get out early tomorrow and try to sneak down before the game. So the mountain snow is going to start. It already is lightly falling up along the Utah-Idaho border. It's going to fill in overnight with the core of this storm hitting the valley between 2 and 8 a.m. By 9 a.m., it actually is moving south.
The storm's expected to arrive at 2 a.m. and deliver several inches of snow, 3 to 4, to the valley floor, 4 to 8 on the benches. You know the deal up in the mountains. Meantime, the college football playoff series is going to expand from 4 teams to 12 starting in 2024. KSL Sports insider Mitch Harper says it could mean first-round playoff games here in Utah.
First rounds, we could see a game in December at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, at Rice-Eccles Stadium against an SEC team or a Big Ten team. We could see that happen.
He says this could open up the playoffs to Utah State and other teams from conferences like the Mountain West to play for a national title. Union leaders say they'll continue to fight for better benefits for rail workers. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, at issue now is sick leave. Transportation Trades President Greg Regan says legislation passed by the Senate today is a good start, but it doesn't go far enough.
We really are going to keep this fight moving as hard as we can.
Regan says rail companies have laid off one-third of their workforce in the past 7 years. He says that means those workers still employed are working all of the time. Meantime, farmers in Utah say they are relieved that the bill was passed.
Farmers across Utah use the United States rail system for shipping products out, but also shipping products in.
Corn, wheat, soybeans that we feed our cows, all the proteins comes into our place, cereal. Basically, a good majority of the stuff that I feed my cows comes through rail.
Ron Gibson is the president of the Utah Farm Bureau. He's also a dairy farmer and grows produce.
Having that strike and having the railroad shut down would be devastating to farmers and ranchers in the state.
The rail agreement includes a 24% wage increase over 5 years, more schedule flexibility, and one additional paid day off. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
President Biden revealed today that he's willing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss options to end the war in Ukraine.
I'm prepared, if he's willing to talk, to find out what he's willing to do, but I'll only do it in consultation with my NATO allies. I'm not going to do it on my own.
The president also saying that so far Putin hasn't shown a willingness to talk. The Defense Department is not bending on its vaccine mandate for troops. That's despite the efforts of a group of Republican lawmakers who oppose the policy. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the warfighting organization needs to remain ready and able.
So vaccinations, whether it's COVID, influenza, anthrax, those kinds of things, we're going to ensure that our forces are properly vaccinated to be able to carry out their wartime mission.
A number of Republicans want to let service members opt out of the COVID vaccine. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Nationwide, the price of gas is now below the price it was when Russia invaded Ukraine. AAA says the national average is now $3.47 a gallon. Here in Utah today, we're at 386. A member of the Utah Air National Guard has died after a medical emergency in Guam.
A spokesperson with the Guard says they don't know exactly what kind of medical issue happened. Tech Sergeant Burton Patrick Jungle passed away on Tuesday after several days in the hospital in Guam.
He had some internal bleeding issues, which they tried to control, and it ended up kind of getting a little bit worse.
Major Chris Krober says Jungle's wife is also a member of the Utah Air National Guard. She was not a part of this same deployment, but was able to fly out to Guam from Utah in time before her husband died.
These types of things, I mean, there's no way that anybody can prepare for them. It's a tragedy, and our hearts really go out to the family.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Police say the cameras were hidden in bathrooms at the University of Utah. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
There were two cameras found taped under separate bathroom sinks and taped from what could have been another camera in a third bathroom. Captain Brian Lorkey with the university's Department of Public Safety says it only took about 8 hours to find and arrest a suspect. 32-year-old Frederick Weitz III was booked on suspicion of voyeurism and identity fraud after police say he obtained a student ID to gain access to the Student Life Center.
Police say if you find anything suspicious on campus, do not touch it. Call dispatch so they can investigate. Some of the students at the U's gym were shocked by this news. Brielle Hall is one of many gym goers who says she's worried there might be even more cameras.
Definitely makes me feel pretty uncomfortable knowing that there are some cameras. And I just wonder how long that's been there. And if someone put them in the bathrooms here, I wonder if they've checked everywhere else.
Well, they have. Student Life Center Director John McDonald says they've checked locker rooms, restrooms. They've found no other cameras, but they'll keep looking. KSL News Time 606.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.